They're throwing a birthday party in New York City today. The guest of honor, the 100-year-old Williamsburg Bridge. When the bridge was built, it linked the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn with Manhattan's Lower East Side, connecting immigrant neighborhoods on the banks of the East River. The Williamsburg Bridge isn't as grand or as famous as the Brooklyn Bridge, but locals love what they call the Willie B. Karen Michelle has the story.
When the Williamsburg Bridge opened, horse-drawn carriages and trains shared space with pedestrians. The horses are gone, the subway has replaced the train, and now cars, buses, bicyclists, spandexed runners, and an incredible, even for New York, variety of walkers traverse its 7,300 feet. Aldo's restaurant is near the base of the Brooklyn side of the bridge. Factory workers, artists, and college students are all drawn by the narrow room that seems nearly as old as the bridge itself. Hand-painted signs offering roast beef, chopped steak, fried shrimps, that is shrimps, you get more than one, and roast turkey served every day. Kay Turner comes in just about that often. She's a folklorist who lives nearby. She knows the bridge's present and its past, beginning with designer Leffert Buck.
He actually, for the Williamsburg Bridge, took his inspiration from the Eiffel Tower. He knew Eiffel, and he had seen the tower, and if you look at the Williamsburg Bridge, and you don't have another thought in your head and you put the Eiffel Tower into your brain, you will see the Eiffel Tower in the Williamsburg Bridge. Now, might be a little stretch.
Actually, it's a big stretch. When it was built in 1903, no one compared the bridge with anything vaguely Parisian. At the time, it was the longest suspension bridge in the world and the first to be made all of steel. But aesthetics, no. An article in Scientific American flatly stated that the eye may range from anchorage to anchorage and from pier to finial of the tower without finding a single detail that suggests controlling motive, either in its design or fashioning, other than bald utility. Williamsburg Bridge engineer Anthony Grosso has a view of the Willie B. from his office window. Still, about the bridge, Grosso doesn't even try to make nice.
It's been always a very functional bridge. People always looking at postcards and see, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge and the stone masonry. Nothing to take away from that, but it's just a workhorse. That's what it comes down to. It's your workhorse.
Before the bridge was built, this part of Brooklyn was mostly Irish and German and was known as Kleine Deutschland. When the bridge opened, the neighborhood was inundated with new Eastern European immigrants crossing from Manhattan's Lower East Side. The Willie B. was dubbed the Jews' Bridge. Folklorist Kay Turner.
The Williamsburg Bridge then became a symbol of expansion and democracy. It brought people to Williamsburg. The population here in Williamsburg doubled after the bridge was built.
My name is Rabbi David Niederman. I'm the president of the United Jewish Organizations of Williamsburg. I was born in Williamsburg, raised in Williamsburg, and so are my children, thank God, and my grandchildren as well.
Rabbi Niederman claims that now the Hasidic Jewish community he represents is growing eightfold. Still, they share Williamsburg with Puerto Ricans, Poles, Italians, and artists of various sorts, some drawn in part by the proximity to the Batter Apple across the way. But there's a transformative power to the bridge that links people, creating a distinct tension and texture. The Williamsburg Bridge was a source of inspiration for tenor saxophone great Sonny Rollins, who spent a year on the Willie B. practicing his horn. Some of the younger, aspiring artists get their morning coffee near Rollins' muse, back at Aldo's restaurant. Painter Anna West has lived nearby since 1989.
I live a block and a half, but I see it in three different windows, three different angles. And I see it when I brush my teeth, I see it when I paint, I see it, the sunset on it, the sunrise the other way, I always see it.
When she's not looking at the bridge or painting it, Anna West loves to walk across it. From Aldo's, the approach is across a park with a huge bronze statue of George Washington on horseback. Just like Anna West, he looks over the traffic and especially the view.
And so there's some parts where you're just in a whole different century. You just ignore the TV antennas and the air conditioners. Right at this part, even with the cars, and then we continue up and we meet the train. perfectly level with it, going in either direction. You can wave to the people or the conductor. And then we continue up. We're above everything. And then you look right, you see the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, the Triborough Bridge. You look left, you see the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, and all of South. You're at the top of the world.
On the deck of the Willie B, for NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.